This is Kate Harness with 307 Net Radio, and I'm here today with my good friend, my good old friend, Misty Sutton. Hello, Misty. How are you?
Hello again. How are you?
It's so nice to see you. So we're here. We're going to talk about breast cancer.
Yes.
So tell me about what happened to you and what your story is, because you have
So I was, when I turned 40, I went in and had just a regular mammogram. They say when you're 40, you should always have one. And it was clear at that time. And then 3 years later, I went in for my health fair blood screening just to have Dr. Darnell go over and check it. And he said, well, let's just for the heck of it, for another best baseline, let's do another mammogram. I was like, okay. And he said, I know you well enough. He's like, let's schedule it and you go today. And I'm like, okay, because I probably would have just put it off. So we went in and I had another mammogram and waited, and the clinic called me and said that there were some inconsistencies in my breast, or it seemed to be that they wanted to do another mammogram just to check. So I went back for my second mammogram, and it came back with the same inconsistencies. It kind of looks like a spider web, the way that it looked in my breast. And Dr. Darnell called me at work, and he said, we need to schedule you to have a biopsy of it. And it was kind of a snowball from there.
So that must have been a very startling conversation to have. Is there any history at all of breast cancer in your family?
There's no history at all of breast cancer. It was kind of shocking. And at that time, I felt, you know, I was getting older, but everybody kept saying, you're so young. This is so young. And I just kept thinking, really? I didn't even think of that.
So you're about 43.
I was 43.
And your children were?
My twins.
Coming to teens?
They were freshmen, and the boys were sixth grade, yeah. So they were teenagers, and
so there's this bolt out of the blue. It starts off with there might be something here, there might be not. What did you think at that time?
Yeah, well, I just kind of brushed it off. I was like, I know that inconsistencies can show up with the brand of deodorant you wear, with just all these weird things, and I kind of just brushed it off because I was a busy mom, and I was like, we've got a track meet. I'm not going to worry about it, you know, until they called me back, and then I was like, whoa.
So one of the things that we're told to do as women is self-exam.
Yes.
Were you doing that after you had your sort of base level when you're 40? You were a good girl, did what you were told, and you went off and got your mammogram. And then did you do all the things that you're supposed to do?
No, I did not. Also with that, where my breast cancer was, my tumor was really deep in the tissue. It was basically next to my breastplate. My doctor said that there's no way I would have felt it until it was too late, and because it was so deep.
And so it was just one breast?
It was just one breast, yes.
Right. And so then, I mean, early detection was the key, wasn't it?
That was the key.
The whole thing.
In my situation, if Dr. Darnell wasn't like, Missy, you need to go in and you need to have a mammogram. And I know you're going to put it off, so we're going to do this. So he was the one that was like, you need to go in and we're going to schedule it and you're going to go get it done. So yeah, it was, for me, it was definitely early detection.
And so then what happened? You get the diagnosis, you go home, you say, husband,
yeah,
Holy.
Yeah.
Heck,
yeah.
What's happened?
Well, yeah. And that's, and Dr. Darnell was really good. He called me right away and let me know that, yes, that it had come back, that it was cancer. And so Jace, my husband, came and got me, and we kind of made a plan from there. But the thing is, with that plan, it's never really a set plan. There's just so many twists and turns and this and that. And so we kind of made a plan, and I made sure that I was really open. This is me. I was really open with my kids every step of the way, from telling them to all of my treatment and how things would look. So I was really open. Jason was great. He was an amazing support person for me.
So you, I mean, that's an absolute explosion in a family unit, and, you know, your mom is living in here in town too. It must have been extremely difficult for her.
It was very difficult.
Yeah.
That she was probably the hardest to tell.
I can imagine.
The kids, at least, they see me every day, and they were with me every day, but mom was definitely the hardest to tell.
Yeah.
And her not having somebody there all the time.
So in the course of your treatment, did you ever get a sense from an oncologist or a medical professional of what would have happened if you hadn't caught it at that point?
It was very aggressive. So I actually just had a lumpectomy. I didn't have a full mastectomy. But it was an aggressive cancer, so it was just the luck, grace of God, of Darnell to tell me to get one, because my next one would have been probably when I was 45, 50. That was kind of the plan, and he just randomly thought I needed to have one, but it was aggressive, and probably I would have ended up having to have a mastectomy and possibly spread to the other breast. And luckily, it didn't spread into my lymph nodes.
Did you feel sick at all? Did you feel anything? Nothing at all.
Nothing
so it was
at
just
all.
The screening.
I had nothing. I wasn't tired. I didn't feel sick. It was just a screening. And really, I don't know.
Well, how fortunate we are.
Yes.
That there was that happenstance of events, but also that there was a facility where you were able, you had a doctor who knew you well enough to know that letting you out the door, you probably weren't going to come back.
Yeah.
And that there was a facility that just said, yeah, we'll slide you in, we'll take care of it now. I mean, I don't think, speaking for myself, I don't think any woman likes to have a mammogram. They're not fun.
No.
They're uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And they're a bit personal.
Yeah.
It's very up close and personal, isn't it?
Definitely.
But really, I mean, honestly, this was a lifesaver. I mean, there's really no getting around that.
I was fortunate. I mean, I was. We caught it early enough. My treatments weren't super invasive. I didn't have to have chemo.
What kind of treatment did you have?
I had radiation, and I had it. I had 8 weeks of radiation every day. I had the weekends off and the 4th of July. They gave me the 4th.
So that impacted your work life, or was that over the summer?
No, it was over the summer. So it impacted all of summer.
Well, and it's impacted your family,
it
too.
It did. Yeah. Yeah, it did. It was a rough summer.
But how much rougher it could have been?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And so one of the things that I think, you know, there was a time when cancer was seen, we heard the C word,
yeah,
and it was just a question of inevitability. It was
right.
Kind of, how long is it going to take? How
right.
bad is it going to be? And how much treatment do you want to have to give you some more time?
Right, exactly.
The medical community has done a phenomenal job in being able to cure.
Yeah.
Breast cancer. I mean, you're never completely cured.
No.
But you go back to ground zero, to whatever your zero was.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, I think it's important to remember that there was nothing in your history that, you know, was any suggestion that it would have been anything for you.
No.
I mean, you weren't a smoker.
No.
You know, there was nothing.
We did all the genetic testing. Mm-hmm. And there was nothing in my genetic testing that was showed any indication that for my daughter Caitlin, I was negative, so they did suggest that she gets tested earlier as her first mammogram.
I wanted to ask you about what you do if you are the mother of a daughter.
They did suggest that she gets tested earlier, has a mammogram earlier than the average 40. But my radio oncologist said she, like 35, would probably be good for her to start getting her mammograms. And then once a year and see, go from there.
Yeah.
But it was, I mean, that is one thing with the genetic testing. When we had that done and I found out I was negative, it was...
So what makes the genetic test for it? For markers that may...
If I would have come back positive, they suggested that I have a double mastectomy.
Right.
Because it's more likely that you, no matter what you do, that it'll be in both breasts eventually.
One of the things that strikes me as I'm talking to you is what an individual and unique set of circumstances every woman and every family has.
Definitely.
With this, and that there are so many different options, and, you know, according to what your diagnosis is, according to what your own personal preferences are, according to where you are lucky enough to live or not live, and that there are many different paths, but there are also many, many successful outcomes.
Yeah, there are. It is. Like you said, it is individual. I'm sure no two cases are the same. Everybody's is different, and there's, like you said, there's different paths that we all take.
And you're by far not the only one, and not the only woman that I know of in this community who's had that diagnosis.
Oh, no, definitely not. No.
No. So how do you feel when it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month in October, which is what it is, which is partly why we're sitting here talking.
I try to encourage people to go in for early screening or continue to get screening. Don't just stop, which sometimes people do, like I hadn't.
Absolutely, and I think also, you know, a lot of us are getting back. COVID was disruptive, and it was disruptive to our sort of regular health and wellness in all sorts of different ways. And getting back into the routine of screening, I'll confess, I haven't been to mine yet, and I need to do that. And I feel even more urgent about doing that now. But I think there was a disruption with COVID.
There was, definitely. And I know that some of them were completely closed down during COVID. So that was a year and a half, 2 years, at least in Wyoming, that unless it was an emergency, they were not just taking people, which is scary.
And I think the other thing that, you know, we've touched on is that not only did you feel that you were a little bit too young for such a diagnosis, but there is such a thing as feeling that you're too old to even go for testing,
right,
or screening.
Yeah, definitely.
And that, you know, really just because you may be on the other side of menopause or, you know, you may be even older than that, you know, in your late 60s, 70s, 80s even, it's never too late.
Oh,
you need to be tested. And in fact, I think we have women in our community who are quite elderly who are now getting diagnosed and having treatment.
Yeah, and I do. I think I'm really pleased with how the Buffalo Clinic is advertising their wellness and coming in for screening. They are doing a really good job with trying to draw people in to get screening.
Well, I'm going to be talking to Dr. Jennifer Rice about the medical aspects of this, of what diagnosis and treatment can look like. But they are also having a free screening on Wednesday, October the 12th, an open clinic. And
perfect.
I think, you know, we both know that that's where every woman is.
For me, it really was. It was definitely worth the screening.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Without any question at all.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for sharing a really personal story and a very hopeful story.
My story was very, it was very positive, and where I'm at is a good place.
Well, and so what, just to wrap this up, yes. What is your diagnosis now? What happens now?
Now I am in remission completely. So to speak. I am taking hormone blockers, which basically puts you into menopause. And I'm on a medication called tamoxifen, and it is, depending on your doctor, 10 years, 5 years, it just depends on your doctor. And you're on that. So, because mine was an estrogen-based, so I'm on that for.
And so, as you said, you're sort of back to your zero.
I am, yeah. I'm back to my zero, which is awesome.
Absolutely fabulous. Yeah. And thank you to Johnson County Healthcare Center
for
a good relationship with a doctor.
That knew
well enough to not leave out the door.
Yeah. Yes, thank you, Dr. Darnell.
Well, thank you, Misty. Thank you so much. And as always, it's lovely to cross paths with you. Thank you.
Definitely. Thank you, Kate.